Are there situations right now in the first-line metastatic setting, ER-positive, HER2-negative, where you don't use a CDK4/6 inhibitor?
So I do think that for people who are very good performance status, low bulk, and possibly for people who are not going to be compliant with getting their white count checked or coming back in a month, there are situations. Certainly, those of us that deal with people in sort of remote areas sometimes have to consider those sorts of factors. I suppose that people who don't have coverage have to consider that. I think from my point of view, I've had some patients who've done well for years and years and years with first-line letrozole alone or, you know, aromatase inhibitors alone. And I think that we can think about that. So I don't think you're wrong not giving a CDK4/6. And I think the trend trial that we talked about from ASCO gives us further evidence of that. I also think that Paloma 3 or the Monarch trial, where it's given with fulvestrant, suggests that in some patients you could do it second line. So I don't think it's wrong not giving it. When one looks at the approval of the CDK4/6 inhibitors, they're now getting approved for like first or later lines. So that suggests that, you know, really there is a benefit for possibly giving an AI up front. There's also, I guess, the question of fulvestrant up front, which we should mention. And if you look at the Falcon trial, certainly in those non-visceral disease patients, they did well with fulvestrant up front. And are those a group of patients that you could then think about giving AI plus CDK4/6 inhibitor later? We don't know yet.